Police across the country are investigating the circulation of new text messages similar to the ones that incited race riots in Sydney at the weekend. The messages helped fuel mob violence against people of Middle Eastern appearance at Sydney's Cronulla Beach on Sunday in retaliation for an attack on surf lifesavers. Authorities say they're looking at ways they could prosecute those responsible under the federal government's new sedition laws. They're also looking at state laws on racial and religious vilification. Edmund Roy reports.
What began in the Sydney beachside suburb of Cronulla appears to have spread across state borders. In Queensland, police say text messages urging people to start cracking skulls had arrived on the Gold Coast. While in Victoria, the offices of the Islamic Council of Victoria was targeted by vandals for the second time in a month. In Perth, a Middle Eastern family was attacked by a group of men who threw eggs and shouted abuse. And in Adelaide, a taxi driver was attacked after being taunted about the riots in Sydney. In Brisbane, Premier Peter Beattie revealed his police force was prepared for trouble after reports of new SMS messages appearing in his state.
I was given a brief this morning and it indicated basically this, that police have reported there were no problems overnight. They have received a number of calls from people who have received text messages and their investigations are continuing. Police have advised that this is most likely to be mischievous, so I would urge recipients of the message and locals, residents, to remain calm. However, we certainly do not want a repeat of what happened in Sydney. Queensland Police are undertaking contingency planning as a result of the SMS messages. However, this is an operational issue, so I don't want to go through any details of it.
It's a message repeated by the New South Wales Police Minister, Kyle Scully, who said that police were taking seriously reports of a new round of text messages encouraging unrest. And New South Wales Premier Maurice Yemmer, speaking on Channel 9 this morning, pointed out that his police force had been given new powers to track down and prosecute those inciting violence.
Well, the police have expanded their task force now to undertake investigations into that, as well as material that was published and appeared on Sunday at Cronulla, and other material and other acts of incitement. The police have formed a task force. It's been expanded to track down these people and to undertake the investigation.
Under the new laws, police will be able to lock down parts of Sydney and search and confiscate vehicles. They will also be able to confiscate mobile phones. They can now demand mobile phone companies to search for text messages containing specific words and use search warrants to obtain details about the owners of those phones. Under the Commonwealth Criminal Code, anyone using a phone to threaten, menace or offend another person can be jailed for up to 2 years. And under the new sedition laws passed by Parliament, people wearing T-shirts with offensive slogans and messages inciting racial violence can also be prosecuted. Under the bill, anyone who urges a group or groups to use force or violence against another group can be jailed for up to 7 years. Federal and state anti-discrimination laws can also be used to prosecute those responsible for inciting violence, but some legal experts argue racial and religious vilification laws may not go far enough. Dr. Ben Saul is director of the Bill of Rights Project at the University of New South Wales.
Yeah, look, the other option here is to use the law of incitement under the Ordinary Criminal Code. That simply means if one person urges another to commit an offence, a crime, any kind of crime against another person, then they can be prosecuted for that. The law of incitement hasn't been used very much historically. I think that approach isn't sufficient because it fails to recognise the very specific kind of social harm that's being caused here. That is, attacking people because of their fundamental identity. You know, the fact that they have a particular religion, or the fact that they're from a particular racial background. The law should draw those kind of distinctions and charge people and prosecute people because of the kind of harm they've caused.
Is there such a move in place at all?
Look, the federal opposition recently introduced an incitement to violence bill into the parliament, which aims to do precisely this, you know, make it a federal offence, a federal crime to commit either racial or religious vilification. That's a good idea. In the United Kingdom, a couple of years ago, they introduced new offences for racial or religiously aggravated offences. So if you commit violence which has a racial or religious cause behind it or motive behind it, then you get increased penalties before committing assault or arson or whatever the particular crime you've committed is. So there are those two approaches, and we don't have either of those in place in Australia at the moment.
That's Dr. Ben Saul, Director of the Bill of Rights Project at the University of New South Wales.